The Book at a Glance. Many books and biographies have been written about Martin Luther, but none has really brought an engaging and understandable dimension to the life and times of this singularly complex and weighted individual and the period in which he lived. Eric Metaxas provides a convenient chronological sequence to Luther's life and the deftly weaves in the key people who contributed to it. Just as interesting as the people presented in this book, the author describes the places that Luther frequented as if these two were characters that had crucial roles to play in the revolution that Martin Luther started. Chapter 1 systemically shoots down the major myths surrounding Martin Luther, especially those surrounding his childhood and how Luther's 95 theses were initially spread. Chapters 2 through 4 describe Luther's transition from a reluctant lawyer-to-be to an accomplished monk professor whose knowledge of the Bible was unparalleled in the Augustinian order of the Roman Catholic faith. Chapters 5 and 6 discusses Luther's awakening to the truths about Christian faith, his doubts about the papacy and Roman Catholicism itself, and how he believes faith and salvation are intertwined. He posts his historical 95 theses, not aware that he is about to set off not only a series of harrowing incidents in his monastery and the papacy in Rome, but the most significant upheaval in Western culture since the Black Death. Chapters 7 through 9 provide a riveting account of how the Roman Catholic Church vigorously responds, not with doses of treachery and vileness. Luther is surprised at how widely and quickly his 95 theses spread, not only throughout Germany, but the Holy Roman Empire. Chapters 10 and 11 describe in gripping detail the final official reckoning between Luther and the Roman Catholic Church. He goes to Worms, another city in Germany, to defend himself against the charges of the church. He is asked only two things. First, whether he was indeed the author of the books that he wrote, which were critical of the church and the Pope, and second, if he would recant what he had written in those books. He said yes to the first and did not recant. He is allowed to return to Wittenberg, pending final charges and arrest, but on the way back from Worms to Wittenberg, Luther is kidnapped. Chapters 12 and 13 describe the semi-self-exile that Luther was subject to in the castle at Wartburg. Here we find Frederick the Wise engineered the kidnapping of Luther to protect him from being seized by the Roman Catholic Church and brought back to Rome. In Wartburg, Luther is incognito and assumes the identity of Junker George. Luther goes on a program of writing about the Mass, marriage, and salvation, all of which run counter to the Roman Catholic Church. His most important piece of writing is the beginning of his translation of the New Testament into German. However, because of his sedentary lifestyle in semi-captivity, he begins to experience physical ailments which would hound him for life. As he is in exile, the definition of the effects of Luther's crusading has found a word to define the era: Reformation. Chapters 14 through 16 are where the tension, violence, and bloodshed escalate. Luther returns from his exile, and upon returning to Wittenberg, beholds the effects of what his words and actions had triggered. Introduced are deceitful characters such as Thomas Munzer, Zwingli, and Karlstadt, who have their own versions of the Reformation, and criticize and refute Luther on many theological points. A peasants' war breaks out, and many are killed in the name of reforming the Roman Catholic Church. Chapters 17 through 20 talk of Luther's marriage to a former nun whom he helped escape from a nunnery and the beginnings of a family. Luther finds an intellectual and theological feud with Erasmus while changes in the leadership of both the Roman Catholic Church and the Holy Roman Empire usher in new challenges for the Protestant movement. Another diet at Augsburg discusses unfinished business about Luther's fate and ultimately the fate of the Reformation.